Spalding back with you as we're talking Perry Lecompton boys basketball now with head coach Matt Simmons of the Cause. And coach, first things first, congratulations, second place finish in the Valley Falls Invitational last week in that midseason tournament. You guys are winners of four of your last five, now 6-7 overall. Last week we were talking about how things are starting to click for your guys' squad. Just tell me what you saw from that midseason tournament from last week.
Yeah, just, you know, I think it started, and we talked about it with that Rossville win at home. And we just took that confidence into the next game, playing about a really good Valley Falls team on their home floor. And then, you know, turn right back around in the semis, play your rival in Jeff West. And, you know, I thought our defense was probably the best it had been all year. I think we forced 18 or 19 turnovers. I can't remember exactly, but which just led to fast breaks. And we converted on those fast breaks and, you know, led by a decent amount in the third quarter. And, you know, it's sometimes an Achilles heel when you get up big and you haven't been there. You know, you can kind of let teams come back in it. And we didn't do that. And we put our, you know, foot on the pedal and won that game. And then you turn around and play Rossville again for the second time in a week. And, I mean, it could have gone either way. It was just a battle back and forth. And, you know, they made the plays in the fourth quarter. I think it was tied with 4 minutes to go. And they made the shots and we didn't, and they made the free throws to win it. And credit to them, they won it back-to-back years against us. And, you know, it's going to be tough to beat a team that good twice in a week, but we definitely had our chances, and I like where we're at right now.
Speaking of playing a team twice within a week, you got Jeff West as your game earlier this week as well. You mentioned that you played them in the semifinals of that Valley Falls tournament. Tell me about that quick turnaround for your guys' squad. Again, a rival game, this one on the road at Jeff West, and you guys come out victorious this week to get back on the winning track. How big was it for your team to get that back on the momentum?
Yeah, there was some odd elements in that game. You know, it's I don't want to call it a trap game, you know, because a trap game kind of just insinuates you should win it, and that's not how it should go at all. And so we played them in the semis and played really well, and then you turn back around and play them on a Tuesday. It was a boys only game, so the routine's a little off. And then we actually played them in their middle school, which is a little strange too, because they had double booked the gym and had a wrestling tournament going on. And so, you know, it's kind of all those factors as a coach, you start to stress out and talk yourself into, oh well, you know, all this stuff's gonna, you know, to have our mind in a different place, and it didn't. We were really focused, and we treated it, you know, just like a rivalry game, no matter where it was played. And we, you know, put the semifinal game out of our mind and just really focused on winning this one. And it was a tight game in the first half. It was, I think, 24-16 going into halftime. We had some kids really step up and hit some threes that we struggled against Ross. I think we went 2-for-22, and you know, we hit five threes in the first half, and if it wasn't for hitting those shots, you know, we probably would have been down. And then we came out of halftime and really tried to focus on throwing the ball inside, and we did a great job of that. And defensively, we did a good job turning them over and getting some stops, and ended up pulling away, I think, by 12. Just a really good win for us. And, yeah, winning four of our last five, and we're feeling good moving forward.
No doubt about it. You guys got seven games left on the regular season, coach, and there will be a stretch of three games within 5 days coming up for you with the makeup against Donovan West in that last week of the regular season. But just tell me about how you're feeling about the team, because the midseason tournament time, typically that's where you got to see where your team's at as you guys make this postseason push. But we're about to flip the calendar to February, and this is where teams make their pushes to the postseason.
Yeah, I think the best thing for us right now is we have everyone playing well. A lot of, you know, times you have to rely on someone to be your main scorer. And for us, that's usually a Marius Carlson or a Ronnie Baker, who average, you know, 12 and 14 apiece. And, you know, we went to Jeff West, and Aiden Graves led us with 14. And then Eli had 12. And then Ronnie and Marius trickled in there with 10 apiece. And, you know, four guys in double figures, that's great. And the Rossville game, we had several guys step up. And we don't have to just make sure one person plays well in order to win. And I think we have some guys really starting to feel confident. The offense is really working a lot better, and we're back to feeding in on our defense. We score so much better when we get stops and get out and run, and we've done a really good job of that over the last week. Looking forward to see what that brings tomorrow.
Yeah, you guys in your guys' winning streak, even in your last five games, you can look back at, and you've given up 50 points only one time. Every other opponent you've held underneath 50. Is that a big key for you guys, to have teams kept at that 50-point mark and under, allowing your offense to kind of get out in transition?
Yeah, absolutely. That's, you know, been a staple of our program over the last 4 years, and that's what I came in with 4 years ago is, you know, you're going to have your games, you know, just like at Rossville when we, you know, only hit two threes in the whole game, and you got to make sure you do your best to hold them under 50. And chance. And we did that. You know, we lost 41-49 and held them under 50. And, you know, if we hadn't have played such good defense, we wouldn't even have had a chance the way we were shooting. So, yeah, that's something you can control along with your effort and attitude, how hard you play on the defensive end. And I'm lucky enough to have kids who buy into to what we preach here. And I think it's helped us a lot.
It definitely helps having a teacher like you, an MIAA Defensive Player of the Year, teaching them how to play on the defensive side. Well, Coach, three of your final seven games are at home. That means four on the road. Good luck and good health to you. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right, sounds good. See you then.
All right, that's head coach Matt Simmons of the Perry LeCompton Cause. They take on Hiawatha tomorrow night on the Hiawatha Channel. Perry LeCompton Locker Room Chats presented every single week by the First State Bank and Trust in Perry and Heinen Repairs Service.